Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Based on his subpar, quite frankly, pathetic performance first month plus of the season. And boy, has he stabilized and stabilized in a big way. Here in June, 3-0 with a .225 earned run average. No walks last night, which has been kind of the thing that killed him in April. Hurt him a couple of weeks ago in Sacramento against the A's. But boy, he's been on point with his command. And Charlie Morton, all of a sudden, and Nolan and I were talking about it earlier, as we sit here on June 20th, right now, he might be the most reliable starting pitcher they have. Now, whether or not that's a good thing, well, there's another can of worms we're going to open here for sure.
Well, hey, happy Friday to you, yes. Nolan. Happy Friday as well. Look at that. We're back, and the Orioles
band's
are
back together,
the
man.
Band's back every Friday, 12 to 2, as always. But your question was, or thought, Charlie Morton, is he the most consistent Oriole pitcher? Well, recency bias would say he's the guy, you know, just because he's pitched really well. Yeah, I'm not going to even try to create all these other words or adjectives. He's pitched well. Now, we know he pitched very poorly. Month of April, 9.26 ERA. But since the month of April ended, and he had that stint of going to the bullpen, trying to figure it out, he had a 3.98 ERA in May. He had really solid starts to end. If we look at that Cardinals start on May 26th, went 6, gave up 2 earned runs. And ever since that moment, he has been consistent. Take out that one game against the A's. He's right. Take out that game against the A's, Bob Haney.
Yep.
Charlie Morton gave up 1 earned run in all the other outings. So I agree with what he's saying. He's made the change. He's made the adjustment. And this is what I kept looking at too, Bob. I watched his stuff and I agree with Charlie. He goes, I feel like I'm not washed. And he's definitely proven it now, especially helping the Orioles win games. And how about a game that they needed because of that big letdown the night before, blowing an 8-0 lead.
One of the reasons, and only get in here too, maybe that he felt he wasn't washed. I mean, I was skeptical, I'm not going to lie. But he was throwing mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the velocity was there. So there was no loss of pace on the fastball. He just didn't know where the hell it was going. And more importantly, he couldn't throw his curveball for strikes. So Charlie Morton is a guy that now, if he's not helping the Orioles get into playoff contention, maybe as he rehabilitated the rep enough that he might help another team pitch into the postseason here, well, where he's done well historically.
Either way, you'll take it.
Yep.
I mean, it's a positive either way. But for now, we've shifted, at least I have, our focus into trying to win. Or maybe there's something. There's a light at the end of the tunnel here. It's not all hope is lost. I mean, we can enjoy watching the games while they're going on. We got 162 to get through. We might as well enjoy it. But the thing for me is that he's going deep. You know, it's not like he's getting cut off at 5 innings with an inflated pitch count. And last night he finishes 6, still in the mid-80s. And there's a debate to be had that, you know, 3-run lead, do you bring him back out there? And I'm sure he would have loved to go get a chance to go through seven. Went with the bullpen. No harm, no foul. There were some jams in the later innings. It's an interesting debate because Morton at times this year feels like one of those guys that even when he is good, maybe had to cut him off a little bit sooner just for his own good. But I don't know. In a case like last night, would you guys have liked to have seen him go deeper? I guess is the question.
I'm cool with how it ended for him, especially with, I know people don't want to factor in, well, the heat, and you know what, it's baseball. You play in the heat. Yes, you do. But when you pitch in the heat, and you saw how it just impacted your roster recently. Oh, and by the way, the Orioles still have a few guys on the IL that are on their pitching staff, too. I haven't seen Kyle Bradish or Tyler Wells or Grayson Rodriguez yet this year. Oh, and Kate Povich is on the IL as well. So there's that factor. And then the other part of it is, Nolan, like you said, or you were kind of alluding to, of going, well, he got us to this certain point. You say, hey, good job, and you move on. I got to tell you, taking a guy out, I know there's the worry of taking a guy out too soon, but taking a guy out where he did the job that you needed him to do, and he can go into the next start knowing that he fulfilled his responsibility, it's a game changer. I love to talk about the mental side. That's such a different opinion, because imagine Charlie goes out, seventh inning, and he gives up two walks or a hit or something, and then those get cashed in. Now that's skewed a little bit, right? Because I'm like, oh, Charlie was good. But then he couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
It was a clean ending for him. It builds the momentum, which is the narrative right now, that Charlie Morton is pitching just as good as any Oriole and just as good as a lot of pitchers here right now in the American League.
We were talking yesterday, Ryan, as Morton has bounced back and, you know, gave the Orioles exactly what they needed, a quality start, gave them length, and the bullpen came in. All right, they didn't give up any runs. They, you know, battled out of some jams for sure. But after that disaster Wednesday night, you're up 8-0. Trevor Rogers was brutal, let's be honest. I mean, there's no other way to say it. The bullpen was brutal. The offense didn't get a hit after the second inning. I mean, that was about as bad a loss as you could possibly endure in a season which the Orioles have had some bad losses. But for them to bounce back the way they did last night against a really good pitcher in Drew Rasmussen, by the way, and to get that one, I think we'll take – look, is it 3-1 Orioles advantage? Well, it should have been. No. But to salvage a split based on the circumstances of Wednesday, not to make excuses for him, I thought that was a nice little counterpunch, Wilfred Benitez style, off the ropes there.
Well, what do you want when you get smacked in the face or you get embarrassed in some capacity? What's the best thing you can do is get back up and get right back on that horse and find a way to succeed. And the Orioles did that. Because earlier this year, what happened? Games where they lost, where it was an embarrassing loss or frustrating, it snowballed. And that's the part of baseball, right? Like, you can lose a game by 20, and you can come back the next day and beat that team. That's the nature of the business, so long as you can move past it. Baltimore's moving past it. And I still think, for me, despite all of it, I know it's a different side note, the worst loss of the season was the night Brandon Hyde got fired because of all the reasons for that game where you did everything that you should have, except you didn't score more runs than the other team and you just let that get away. The 8-0 game for me was disappointing, but I think I would argue now on the other side, this Orioles win yesterday was one of their most impressive victories given the circumstance, because you know what? You tie that series, and guess what? You're going to go play the Yankees, a team that you have had a good amount of success against, won the season series in back-to-back years. That gives you confidence going against the Yankees, who are they're having their own issues right now.
We'll come back. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Got Buy or Sell coming up later in the hour. Peter Schmuck, Ryan Ripken's going to join us at the bottom of this hour from BaltimoreBaseball.com. But the Orioles now off to the Bronx. They've had New York's number over the last couple of years. A year ago today, beat them 17-5 at Yankee Stadium. New York broke the schneid yesterday. Can the Orioles keep their magic against New York alive? And we'll get your thoughts here too, Ryan. Yankees like to throw at Oriole hitters. I think Moo Man... duck, man. They're throwing at somebody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It might be you. And we talked about a year ago, the Orioles went there, took 2 out of 3, eventually surpassed them to take the lead in the East, and then faltered down the stretch. Yankees would go on to the World Series. But I mean, your dad lived it, your uncle lived it, your grandfather lived it. I mean, as Oriole fans, we've lived it for years. Why do the Yankees just have that different feel to them? And even more so when the Orioles are actually competitive, not like getting their brains beat in like they were a few years ago by everybody in the East. But why is New York kind of that different, not Red Sox level rivalry, Boston, New York? But the Orioles and Yankees have had some pretty historic get-togethers over the years here.
Well, I think that when you're looking at the history and rivalries, you know, Boston, New York, I get it, right? That's self-explanatory if you watch sports and you watch baseball. Sure. That runs deep. You could argue that maybe it doesn't have the same feel as it usually does, but they've been rivals. They've had all those moments. But the other team that's had the moments with the Yankees has been the Baltimore Orioles, right? I mean, that's no knock to the Rays, but newer team relatively franchise-wise when you're looking at the grand scheme. So that takes time, right? The Blue Jays, I get it. They've been around for a while, but it just feels like these matchups have been rooted for so long. And even going back, you mentioned my dad, the 90s, they had some battles.
Yep.
They had battles because who were the two teams that were fighting it out and duking it out in the mid to late 90s? It was the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. Then you flash forward when the Orioles are good again in 2012 and that little run. Who did they meet in the playoffs where it's neck and neck? It's the New York Yankees, right? And Yankees fans even recognize that. As much as they want to throw it aside, there is a lot of tension with these two fan bases. And quite frankly, I think for New York, when we're talking about it this moment in time, I think the team that the Yankees don't like to face is the Baltimore Orioles. And I think the fans are recognizing that. And what's the reason? The Orioles are beating them. So how do you create more of a spark, too, with these teams? Well, if you have success against them, it brings back that feel, and it certainly feels like it's back.
Orioles took 2 out of 3 when they played earlier this season. Sagano pitched well in his outing. Now he gets his first taste of Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. Now, the Yankees have been ice cold offensively. Busted out a little bit the last two nights. They still lost 3 out of 4 to the Angels, salvaged the finale yesterday. But if they're not hitting home runs right now, the Yankees aren't really scoring runs. But when they hit home runs, as we know, they come in bunches because they could bash away with the best. So are the Orioles, you know, the shaky team that they've been, but better in June? Maybe are they catching New York at the right time here tonight, 7:05, and then back-to-back day games, 1:05 tomorrow, and then the Roku special, 11:35 on Sunday.
And I know everyone is thrilled about the early birds.
Well, Nolan will still be fixing his doorknob at 11:30 on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're doing on Sunday?
When I start tonight, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Nonstop.
Perfect.
You missed that, by the way. We set the over-under. I'm changing my front doorknob. The over-under's set at 20 and a half minutes. Keep texting in your predictions.
Someone 20 said, and a half.
20 and a half. Now, when he ordered it on Amazon, because it was a kit, comes with everything. Mm-hmm. It is the knob and a deadbolt, too. So that should be noted here. It's two changes. It's not just the knob. So two things are coming out. Two new things are going in. So maybe that skews your prediction here.
Not to digress but I'm just telling you, standard's not always standard.
Yeah,
it might be.
You know what? I'll answer more of this thought as we go, because I always love to continue these conversations, and it might. I believe in you, Nolan, as a person. For this, you'll have to wait to hear my answer. But when it comes to the Yankees and the Orioles up there playing, by the way.
Yeah, you have a screwdriver, right? By the way.
Yeah. Come on. You don't think I'd think that far?
It's a Phillips head, I'm assuming. But yes.
Yeah, but the Yankees. The Yankees, the Orioles. The Yanks, when it comes to, we know that they like to use the long ball. They use that short porch and right extremely well. I don't know if I'd say it's the Orioles catching them at the right time. I think that the Orioles, you know, it's just an opportunity when you play your division rival. And I think the Orioles, you know, I mentioned earlier, here we go about the mental side again. When you go against somebody over and over again, and despite how things are going, and you know you can walk in into a situation where you're just confident, right? The Orioles feel that way against New York because of the success that they've had. Now, the New Yankees are a confident team, but they don't necessarily have the full confidence that they're going to beat the Orioles. Why? Because they haven't done that consistently. That's a mental advantage. And the other part that would work in the Orioles' advantage, this isn't about them hitting home runs. When the Orioles were really struggling, their fundamentals were bad. The Yankees' fundamentals are not very good right now. Those games that they lost to the Angels, if you watch them, they were disasters. Like, they were literally running themselves out of innings consistently, not coming up in situations. They could have very well won that series, swept that series, and instead, the Angels look like they build off of that, right? So it's not going to be for me about the Yankees' offense is down. It's just, can you continue to play with the confidence for Baltimore, and are the Yankees just going to be sloppy? That's what I'm curious to see.
Max Fried's on the hill tonight. We know the Orioles struggles against lefties, but they've been showing a pulse lately. Gunnar Henderson's been wearing out left-handed pitching. We'll come back, talk about this matchup, because Peter Schmuck from BaltimoreBaseball.com was covering those teams in 96. Jeffrey Mayer, go bleep yourself. 97 when the Orioles won the division, and then the Benitez game in 98, which was all kind of insanity going on. So we'll talk to Peter Schmuck about that, and we'll count some weekend money, hopefully with buy or sell, coming up around 1 or 12:45.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB in general from BaltimoreBaseball.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Peter Schmuck. Peter, good afternoon. How are you feeling on this Friday?
Great. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. We were just talking about the Euro-Yankee rivalry. Certainly not on par historically with the Red Sox. You know, they traded Beirut to New York and it created that whole thing. But the Birds in New York have had their share of interesting scenarios. And we brought up the 90s, 96, 97, 98 in particular. And I said, you know, go F yourself, Jeffrey Mayer. The guy that really should have got the middle finger was Richie Garcia because he blew the call. Mm. Jeffrey Mayer was a 12-year-old. He was at a glove trying to catch the ball. But what do you remember about that 96, 97 culminating in the brawl in 98 with New York and that 97 Oriole-Yankee ALCS that never came to be because New York got upset by Cleveland? But how intense was that thing with Davey Johnson and Joe Torre and all of that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was standing next to Jim Gray interviewing that kid. Amazingly, you know, I was thinking while I was listening to you and Ryan, whenever I talk to you guys, I don't think I've ever met Ryan face-to-face, but I always remember that, you know, when Cal broke the record in 95, I was 39 years old, and Ryan was a toddler being held up and, you know, his dad holding him on his shoulder, mm-hmm. you know, and it doesn't seem that long ago to me. I'm going to be 70 in a couple months. So that period was a very exciting period in Orioles history. I was listening to the show and I wanted to remind you guys when you're talking about the rivalry, remember that from my childhood, from 1965 to 1979 or 78 or 79, the Orioles dominated the American League. And the Yankees had a long period that was almost comparable to this period in the early 2000s with the Orioles. So, you know, they have been kind of the two sides of the same coin over that period, except for, you know, one team has $1 billion and the other team up until recently didn't spend very much money. It's been a terrific rivalry, and the Orioles have held their own and throughout. And it's they each have had their ups and downs. And you know, the amazing thing is also the personalities involved. The Yankees are always the Yankees, so you go down that long list of, you know, tremendous stars. And then the Orioles also have a long list of tremendous stars, and that's part of the whole Yankee rivalry was Cal replaced Lou Gehrig. I mean, it's just an amazing kind of magical thing that dates back decades and decades. And the civic rivalry really, really kind of dates back to the worst year in Baltimore sports history, which is 1969, when all the teams lost were upset by the New York teams.
Yeah, and Peter, just to put a cherry on top of that, I was 2 years old when the record was broken. Now I'm 31, so I don't remember the event, so I can't say, man, it feels so long ago. But some of my first memories was that Armando Benitez, hey, how you doing, Tino? And him getting drilled in the back, and I actually became friends with Tino's son years later. So it's kind of funny, him and I both kind of reminiscing about some of those younger days. But I love the fact that you talk about the history of it, because the Orioles and the Yankees, they've been around for a while, and they've played each other a while. I think probably the biggest difference of why people look at them so differently is the fact that the Yankees have won those championships. The Orioles have only had one since 1983. So for the last 42 years, the Yankees can hold that crown. But in the meantime, because the past is the past, we just were explaining earlier, if you heard, there's a mental advantage then when you feel like you have the upper hand on a team. And despite the Yankees' record going into this series, Baltimore has been the team that has bested New York the last 2 years. I just want your opinion on that, because I do think that is something that can play in the Orioles' advantage here as they start their series in the Bronx.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Ryan. And I look at it from a standpoint of it also, you have to factor in what I call the Baltimore sports inferiority complex, which means that when the Orioles go to New York, the motivation to beat the Yankees, and it goes for a lot of teams, is tremendous. And the fact they have been able to do that, unlike a lot of teams, is what creates the mental advantage. And, you know, it's just that I was waiting for this period to come when they were struggling, because I was waiting for them to start playing games against the Red Sox and the Yankees, because it changes the whole mindset. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my only reservation this week was seeing the Yankees score 7 runs yesterday after being shut out for like a week and saying, oh, no, they're hitting again. But this is going to be an interesting series, because tonight will be a huge challenge. Their guy is a great pitcher, and he's been pitching great. Sugano has been pitching great. And it'll be, I think the Orioles are coming out of the left-hand dominance, you know, of the opponent phase. And you guys mentioned that earlier, and that's going to be the key here. Are they really getting past that? And Kowser emerging and Westberg now, you got a right-handed bat, and Laureano, being a present right-handed, they balanced out the lineup. They can hit. They can string hits together. Let's see if they can do it in New York this weekend.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. And for some of those bats that are heating up and obviously gotten healthier, that helps. You mentioned Kowser, and hopefully he seemed to have some moments there in prior years. If my memory is correct, Kowser's first big league hit, I believe, came in New York, RBI single, I believe, to right field. I could be losing my mind. Apparently, it happens when you turn 30. That's what Bob's telling me here, Peter. Peter, another thought here, because we talked about these matchups, and, you know, it doesn't matter that Juan Soto's left and gone. Aaron Judge is still there, and they have other talented players that have filled in well, Bellinger, Paul Goldschmidt. But let's make no mistake, it is still primary objective number one, don't let Aaron Judge be the one that beats you, because he is a guy that in recent years, obviously, has had a lot of success against the Birds.
Yeah, well obviously he's had a lot of success
against everybody.
Yeah. My big concern, guys, is the bullpen this weekend, because obviously you saw what happened. We all saw what happened on Wednesday, and it was very depressing to watch. And bullpens blow up sometimes, and it's contagious. You could see it was contagious. The guys came out, they suddenly felt the Rays, coming. And, you know, you think you have an 8-0 lead, and in an inning or two, you suddenly realize that it's really not safe. And then I think they just let a little of the pressure get to them. But then they take us through a pretty interesting ride last night, where all of the first three relievers walked the first batter on four pitches. I don't think I've ever seen that in my life. Hmm. So you really, I hate to be negative, but I'm going like when Sir Anthony goes out there and walks the first guy on four pitches after, you know, Morton's had such a day. And my first thought was, oh, here we go again, you know, and Soto did it. And then Baker did it. And I'm going like, and then the Mountain, I think, went 2-1 or 3-1 on the first guy. And I just, then they just made us sweat it out. And then they came out on top, and that should be a real lift, but they have a tired bullpen now.
Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Peter, tell everyone what's happening on the website heading into this big series against the Yankees and then coming home for the Texas Rangers and then Tampa looking for revenge, I guess.
Yeah, well, our guy Rich Dubroff works his butt off, and he's doing a great job there. I have not had a huge presence lately. I kind of come and go. I have my own situations I have to deal with, but we're having a good time. I appreciate the website because it's given me a chance to stay a little bit relevant, and I appreciate you guys having me on the radio once in a while because then I feel like I belong to some kind of club.
Peter Schmuck, yes, it's an exclusive club. Us four, me, you, Ryan, and Nolan McGraw over there. I think Absolutely. The only four people actually listening to what's happening right now. Peter Schmuck, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Peter.
Great talking to you guys.
There's Peter Schmuck. Everyone will come back, count some weekend money, hopefully. A little buy or sell. And then Dan Martin, Ryan's going to be joining us from the New York Post. Talk about the Yankees. Mm. Where's all the offense gone? And you brought up a good point about fundamentals. Taking a hike with New York. Old Volpe, dopey with the glove in one of those logs.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
It's Featured Artist Friday. It's Vinny and Haney. We're ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Ripken is here. Nolan McGraw, obviously, making it happen. Orioles in New York tonight, taking on the Yanks in the Bronx. Sagano taking on Max Fried. Orioles 6 out of the wild card. They have trimmed 2.5 games since last week. Last Friday, they were 8.5 out. Can they trim another 2 over the next 7 days? We'll get into that and more. But right now, Nolan, before we talk about the sports subjects of this day, kind of a little dough.
All right, NASDAQ is down. It's down 71 today. S&P 500 is down a little bit, around 5. Under Armour is in the green. We'll take that, up 73 cents. And DraftKings up 73 cents as well. How about that? That's a coincidence. Mm-hmm. As far as the sports topics, we'll start with the Ravens, the addition of Jaire Alexander. It's got fans buzzing and maybe dreaming of what the ceiling could be for this secondary. Just a few days ago, we were trying to decide who will lead the team in interceptions. Got a few different answers, at least on this show. Hamilton, Starks, Wiggins seem to be the most prominent. Well, with Alexander now in the mix, how does that change things, if at all? His career high in picks was 5, set back in 2022. It also happens to be the last time he was healthy enough to play a full season. Otherwise, never had more than 2 in a year. Bob, are you buying or selling that Alexander could be a sleeper contender to lead the team in picks?
I'll buy it, but again, it's all about health. If he can play. Marlon had 6 last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Led the team. They only had 12. So I'm going to go ahead and say he won't get 6. Mm-hmm. And if Jaire Alexander is healthy, then maybe he's not going to get picked on as much. So who's going to be the perceived pigeon in the Ravens secondary? Is it going to be Marlon or is it going to be Nate Wiggins? Mm. So I will... I'm buying he's a sleeper. I'm going to stick with Nate Wiggins as my interception leader for 2025. What do you think there, Ryan Ripken?
So just corner? Were you just like, just stay with corner?
It could be middle Hamilton. Linebacker.
Yeah. Then he said Starks.
Yeah. I feel like the Ball Hawks might do that more just because, yeah, you pick your poison for the secondary and they try to play a matchup, something, tip drill, something happens there. But of a corner, I might go Marlon. I might say Marlon can run it back here just because, you know, he says he's got good hands. He had good hands last year. I don't know. We'll see.
I think everyone else was just so bad. Yeah, everyone else had terrible hands.
Well,
Geno Stone, 7 picks a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
All right, we'll talk about a little Orioles and Yankees here. The Orioles may be catching the Yanks at the perfect time or the worst time, depending on how you look at it. Outside of their 7-run performance yesterday, their offense has been very quiet as of late. They were shut out in 3 straight games as part of a 6-game losing skid. And Aaron Judge in particular really cooled down, at least by his standards. 3 hits in his last 8 games, just 1 homer in that time. Now, if you want to put a lot of stock into yesterday, then maybe the O's are in trouble and the Yanks are coming out of it. But pitching-wise, Orioles going to send out Sagano, Eflin, and Kramer this weekend. Buy or sell, Ryan, the Yankees slump will continue through the weekend, less than 4 runs per game.
Less than 4 runs per game. You know what? I'm going to buy it because that's... I'm buying the Orioles are winning the series. Okay, I really am. Oh. Hey, no, I'm sticking with the mindset part. I think that this team... It's crazy. It might seem crazy to the ones out there, but I think that the Orioles actually feel one of the most confident, or they feel most confidently when they play New York. They rise to the occasion against the Yankees. You know, the one thing that can get them, though, in trouble, obviously, is who's on the bump for the Yankees. And if you fall behind, then that's something that can be a tall task and can be daunting. The Yankees can tee off. I could see something like the Yankees could win one of the games, though, Nolan, where they put up 10 runs and they get stifled in the other 2. So I don't know where that average goes out to for 4, but how about I'm buying they're winning this series?
Kramer has given up 4 homers to Aaron Judge. Just throw that out there.
Thanks for – why would you throw that out there now? It's going to happen. I'm going to text Dean and say, I'm sorry, Dino.
You man-bunned it.
Yeah. For a second there, I thought you were making a prediction. I didn't realize you were talking history. I thought you were going to say he was going to give up 4 homers in a game.
Hey, if the Orioles still win 2 out of 3, we'll live with that. Or maybe not.
Fair enough. Back over to the NFL here. Quite a few quarterbacks under immense pressure this season. For some, the pressure will be just keeping their job or avoiding the dreaded bust label. CBS Sports has Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence, and Bryce Young in that group of trying to avoid bust. A mixed bag here. One can't stay healthy. One's already been paid like a franchise quarterback, and the other trending up, but overall still playing poorly. I'm talking about Young there in particular. He'll probably never be able to escape the fact that he was selected ahead of CJ Stroud. That's always going to hang over his career. But I did mention trending up. Without many weapons or good protection up front, actually played halfway decent in the second half last year, but the CBS panel still has him ending up as a bust when it's all said and done. Bob, are you buying or selling here that Young will do enough to fight off that label for another year?
Yeah, I'll buy that, because what's the old saying? The game slowed down for him in the second half of the season. Maybe the pressure wasn't as immense either, because their season was kind of lost. I mean, he got benched for Andy Dalton, for crying out loud, but I think the kid gets it. He's got that it gene. He's not as physically imposing or gifted as Trevor Lawrence, for instance, but he finds ways to get things done. And, you know, what did they say? If he was 6'2", he'd been considered one of the great draft quarterbacks of all time. Well, he's not. But I like this kid. I think he's got it going on. Anthony Richardson, another shoulder problem. He might not even play this year. Trevor Lawrence, though, was the guy that was going to be Andrew Luck and John Elway and all these dudes rolled into one, and we see it in glimpses. Is he the guy that peaked as a freshman at Clemson, or is there still franchise quarterback gene left in him? I think the pressure's on him more than anybody else, because he got paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be approaching bust potential. How many coaches have been whacked since he's been there?
Well, he gets a mulligan for...
Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you're right. That's fair.
Last topic of the day here comes from Major League Baseball. The Rafael Devers trade, that stunned everyone last weekend. A rare case of a recently signed player being moved in mid-June. Now, we still have a ways to go before the deadline. Other prominent names will be on the move then, mainly pitching. So, topping Devers, anything going to be more shocking than that? Probably not. In terms of predictions here, MLB writer Matt Snyder, his bold pick to be on the move is Chris Sale. He's coming off a Cy Young season, does have a club option for next year, but not getting any younger. And of course, this all boils down to how Atlanta views themselves at the deadline. They have been in a roller coaster season, to say the least. Ryan, are you buying or selling Sale? Will end up being shipped off somewhere else?
I'm buying that. I really am. You know, just for the same reason, I actually got asked this earlier. There's a podcast, an Orioles podcast, Across the Pond, over in international waters, over in England. I got asked the question, which is a harder league, National League or American League, to try to make up ground? And the conversation was around the Braves and the Orioles. And I think the Braves have more of an uphill battle because of the NL West. You have four teams that are competing. The NL Central has four teams that are competing right now. And then the Mets and the Phillies are two of the top teams in the league. So I'm sitting there going, well, the Braves, who it felt like Bob and Nolan, it took so much to get to 500, and then they fell back down.
So if you're
looking at a team that could cash out because of what you just said, the club option, the way Chris Sale's pitching, a team could that's making a push could make such a sweet offer that Sale could be the crown gem of the trade deadline if Atlanta says this is not going to be our year.
They're 5.5 out of the wild card, just swept the Mets, did Atlanta. English baseball podcast, huh?
Yeah, hey, they love their ball
well,
over
what's
here.
What's the name of it?
It's Across the Pond. Oh. O's Across the Pond. Just like that.
Oriole fans in
O's
London?
O's Across the Pond, yeah. Oh. How about that?
The Orioles reach across to where I lost it. We'll come back, talk Yankees. Dan Martin from the New York Post. New York, boy, that media's tough. Unlike Baltimore, where basically we just put chapstick on and kiss that ass for most of the time until we have to get tough. It's tough love here in New York. They find ways to not yell at you. And we'll talk about the Yankees. I guess they called the dogs off a little bit yesterday against the Angels. Maybe not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.